Well, it's our 20th anniversary this year, and we're taking that as an opportunity to revisit some of our favorite interviews. Now, one interview I won't forget was with violinist Joshua Bell, the wunderkind who had been winning awards since he began playing violin at age 14. It was 2007 when we met, the year he won a Grammy for his performance in the film The Red Violin. Joshua's new apartment is what brought us together. Now, he was creating his first home with great delight in every detail, including a spectacular kitchen. Now, the missing link here was that Joshua had never had time to learn how to cook, and he asked to learn to make a pasta dish. So I met up with Joshua at a stove in New York City to teach him how to make a pasta that would have been eaten in the 1600s, when that red violin would have been born.
I've always had this idea of having house concerts. I love playing in people's houses for charities or for warm-up concerts, stuff like that. Also involving food, that was my idea. Because I have a couple of friends who are chefs, and I thought the idea of having a concert in the house, have my friends come over, we play, have like a salon, like the old-fashioned salon type, and then have one of my friends, a chef, or me, once you teach me how to cook, I will involve food and music. I think they go well together.
Oh, I think it'd be great. I mean, I always associate performers and musicians as being people who love good food.
Yeah, I mean, musicians and food, my friends who are non-musicians, whenever they come out with us musicians, they just can't believe how much we eat. And after a concert, there's just nothing like going out to eat with friends after the stress of the concert. But I've always loved food. Even my parents loved food, so they brought me to, I remember my first tour in Europe. I was 14. My parents came along with me, and we went to several great, three-star Michelin restaurants. And I started to really understand, great food at an early age. And so it's one of my biggest hobbies.
Well, I was thinking, because the Red Violin Concerto is out, and the Red Violin begins, if I'm remembering correctly, in the 1600s in Italy.
That's true. It does. The story begins with a violin maker from that time, sort of a Stradivarius lookalike copy, inspired by Stradivarius. I think this is a fictitious character, but it's around that time. My violin was made in 1713 by Stradivarius. The film takes place sort of around that time, maybe the end of the 17th century. Yeah. So what did you have in mind?
Well, this is what I was thinking. Why not do a pasta that did come out of a century before that, but would still have been eaten? And the other part of it is, this is a pasta that if you decide you want to make it for friends, they will never have had anything like it, because it's about how people ate at that time.
I have actually no idea how people ate at that time in Italy.
Just really very basic. I do a 45-minute lecture on this, so we're going to do the short version.
Okay.
The short version is that at that time, the tomato hadn't taken hold.
That's amazing.
If you had any money, you used sugar, because sugar was extremely expensive. Hmm. Sugar would appear in dishes from the beginning of the meal to the end.
Interesting.
Things were sweet and savory. So what we're doing is, it's a tagliatelle with caramelized orange and almonds.
Hmm.
What we're going to start out with is we're going to melt the equivalent of a bar of butter in this big skillet.
What happened to olive oil?
Well, olive oil, believe it or not, could be used, but this was a dish of the very wealthy.
Okay.
And if you had butter, that meant you had enough land to raise cows.
Oh.
And butter was a sign of immense wealth.
Hmm.
The other part of it was that much of Italy was fat poor in those days. I mean, pig fat was what most people could afford. So we've got some
I don't want to show off, but I guess we'll still use butter. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you wanted to do, believe it or not, olive oil, mild olive oil would work with this. And you'll see what
okay.
I mean. Now, this is what I want you to do. Take this and put it in the pan. This is about the equivalent of a bar of butter.
That's a lot of butter.
Yeah, I know. But this is one of those things you're going to eat only occasionally. Now, let me ask you something. I live next door to a violinist, and I know she's very careful of her hands.
Yes.
So we want to keep you away from knives.
I try to stay away from knives as much as possible.
We don't need the knives.
And from cleaning up plates after meals.
What a great way to get out of cleanup. Now I know. I just have to take up an instrument. We're going to light this. There we go. And what we're going to do is melt this butter with a little bit of orange juice. Let me explain the procedure
okay.
we're going to do. We're going to make a caramel, but it's going to become savory with a lot of black pepper.
Okay.
So the play of flavor you've got here is melted butter simmered with orange juice until it caramelizes and sugar is in there.
Okay.
Then a lot of black pepper, a lot of the rind of the orange, which has that bitter, but aromatic quality. Mm-hmm. So that's balancing against the sweet and the orange. And then finally, the pasta is tossed in with that. But the topping is the really interesting part, because this topping exists on pastas historically from the 1400s well into the end of the 1600s. Equal parts of cheese, sugar, cinnamon, and almonds. Well, a lot of cinnamon, but not a cup. And it's so interesting. You make this pasta, people say, I'm never going to eat it. And they usually end up loving it. Josh, I want you to stir the butter.
Okay, that I can do.
I'm going to add about a quarter of a cup of orange juice. All right. And we're going to add just about a quarter of a cup of sugar. All right, let's start that melting, and then we're going to add more.
Do I stir this?
Just stir it.
Everything else?
Stir it together. Good. Yeah, we're adding a bit more sugar.
Oh, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, I know. Wow. It's a strange recipe. And I'm adding a bit more of the juice, too, to keep that diluted. There you
that's
go.
The juice. That's the orange juice.
That's just orange juice.
You'll put some rind in there as well?
We're going to do it in a minute. So you've got all of that orange rind right there. Mm. You're basically making a caramel.
Right.
But you're making a very sexy caramel.
This would be, you could put this over ice cream.
That's right. Exactly. Mm. You could put it over panna cotta.
It's still hard for me to imagine Italian cooking without any tomatoes at all. But I guess it came over from North America.
This is the interesting thing. It didn't get adopted with any kind of enthusiasm until the beginning of the 1700s. Hmm. And you know the first recorded pasta recipe with tomatoes? 1837.
Amazing.
Okay, look, it's bubbling.
Okay.
All right, now, do you see how the bubbles are getting glossy?
I love the smell of the orange.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? I'm going to give you a little bit more of the orange there, okay? You see how the bubbles are shiny now?
Yeah.
And they're getting bigger? That means that most of the liquid has evaporated and you are boiling pure sugar.
Uh-huh.
And that means that you have extremely concentrated orange flavor. And that's what you want.
Okay.
Now you can stop stirring.
Okay.
Start grating pepper. All right, I'll stir. There we go. You can let this go for a few moments. We want a lot of black pepper.
Yeah, okay.
Do you like spice?
Sure, I do, of course. And I'm putting in what feels like a lot of pepper.
You're putting in a lot of black pepper.
I'm not a big pepper user like a...
Okay.
But I like it. What about salt? You don't...
We can put salt in now. We can put it in later. Here.
Okay.
But it's the perfect time to salt the pasta water.
Well, I'm such a novice that I don't even know about salting the pasta water.
You're about to be shocked.
I vaguely have
Take the mitt.
Seen that.
You're going to lift the lid.
Okay.
And now, you have there about a cup of salt, and I'd like you to put about a third of it in that pot.
A third of this?
In the pot, yeah. Yeah, wow. It should...
How do I do that?
Just pour. Go for it. And you can't really make a mistake. That's it. Don't be timid. A little bit more.
A little bit more. Isn't that lethal?
No. Okay. Good. Stop.
Okay.
The thing about pasta... Now, don't worry. You're not going to have a heart attack, I promise, because not all of that's going to end up in your body.
Okay.
Now, we want to just let that get up to a good boil. The thing about pasta is that in Italy, the pasta has flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to season your pasta as though you were seasoning a steak or a piece of fish or a dish of greens. And you put a lot more salt in the pasta water than you think you have to have. Hmm. Okay, now the pasta.
Am I putting all of this in?
Yeah, you're putting everything in. That's great. Good. There you go. All right, now what we've got here is the sauce.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, and the bubbles.
Is it burning yet?
No, it's not burning yet. And the way you know it's getting ready is if you pull that wooden spatula across the pan, it leaves an open...
Uh-huh.
It leaves like a river behind it, in the sense that it leaves this open area. And that tells you that the sauce has gotten thick enough.
Right.
And now what we're going to do is add... I've got the zest of 3 big oranges in here. And I'm going to add all but a third of it. And they're going to almost fry in there. And then, you notice how this is turning golden?
Mm-hmm.
You see it's getting caramelized?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to pour now.
Orange juice.
Yes, stand back, because now it's going to spatter a little. Pour.
How much? Tell me.
Stop.
All right.
And now give it a stir and pull it right off the heat. Good. You got it. You did it. Okay.
All
it's
right.
done. We're going to finish off the dish with the pasta and the topping, but it's done. And the pasta's done.
All right.
Okay. Want to drain most of the water off.
Okay,
see? And now it goes right into the pan with the sauce. We're going to just toss this together, and I'm going to get the heat on because I actually want to almost sauté it. Oh, there we are. What I want to do now is to throw in some of that orange rind, and it gives it a nice tart flavor.
Mm.
Here, sprinkle a bit more of this Parmigiano. We're putting Parmigiano right on the pasta. And now the amazing part, we're going to put almost an equal amount of sugar on it. More black pepper.
Okay.
And now these almonds. All right.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah, I can do
so
a tad
almonds.
More. And now could you hand me that cinnamon? This, by the way, is fabulous cinnamon.
Wow.
So let's taste it.
Okay.
Let's taste it. See what you think. And be honest.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I've never had anything like that. That's so good.
You like it?
Mmm.
Oh, I'm so glad. Woo.
This is an amazing dish.
So this is what, we know what the period sounded like with the violin, but now we know what the period tasted like as well. I think we can stop eating from the serving dish now. Maybe we should get bowls.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
There are a few of others in the kitchen that might
right.
be jealous of us.
Josh,
right now.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. This was a lot of fun.
That was violinist Joshua Bell. Now you can get a taste of that pasta we made. Find the recipe for tagliatelle with caramelized orange and almonds at splendidtable.org.